on the Tap Radio Show. And we are a radio show without a radio station. Freak on the Tap Radio Show. Still without a radio station. Freak on the Tap Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio Show. Better than you think.
We are the Three Pronged Attack Radio Show. We are a radio show without a radio station.
Still without a radio station after 98 years collectively in the business.
Wow, that does seem a long time. Yeah, I'm Prong One.
And I am Prong Two.
We like to think of you, the listener, as the third prong.
Yes, we do.
So we're back. We're back doing another Prongcast. I did listen back to the previous one, and
What were your notes on it?
I don't know what the rest of the third prong thing, because
Have they not tweeted us or Gmail? Yeah,
But I did think the fact it was a bit shorter didn't. I thought it enhanced things.
Really?
So I don't know.
So we have the intro, don't we? And we know we've done the polling on that. That's the most popular part of the show, isn't it?
People like the intro.
And what you're saying, I don't know if this is based on polling or just on your instinct, if we cut back on our chatter.
Yes.
The show is better.
Yes. The less people hear of us, the better the show. It's why, Prong 2, a lot of shows that we're not on, a lot of podcasts that we're not actually on, get better ratings.
That is fascinating. I think we've hit upon that. Is interesting.
Yes,
sometimes the blatantly obvious, it's right there, isn't it? It's staring you in the face. It's right there, right in front of you.
He's so close to you, you just can't see it.
Like this
annoying thing in front of your face.
Yeah
you just want to punch it, get out of the way. It's really too close to my face. But I don't think sometimes that is the case. Things that are so obvious, you can't see.
All I would say, I look into the stats of shows that we're not on and see how well they're doing.
Yeah,
that's interesting. What I will say is we are the longest running, least successful Prongcast in the world of podcasting. So that's something, isn't it?
I think we were talking about achievements prior to the show. I think that is one of our achievements.
Because I don't think no one can take that away from us, can they?
I doubt it. No one ever in the history of the future will be thinking, I'm just going to stick around and still be this unsuccessful and just keep going. Because you think with two people involved, one of the people will just go, you know, where are we going with this? I was going to put it in my tombola, since we're talking about it now.
Let's do it.
I think if nothing else sums up Three Prong Attack, it's the fact that our last Prongcast was entitled Three Prong Attack and the Meaning of Life. Yeah. We're basically telling people, listen to this Prongcast and you'll find out the meaning of life. Even if you don't believe it, you might be a little bit curious to think, have them two idiots discovered the meaning of life? You think that, you know, someone might just sort of think, I don't care, it's 25 minutes. Yeah. I'm tempted. It's one of our least popular listens. Yeah. So I think it's very typical that we're telling the world we the meaning of life is 25 minutes of this Prongcast. Yeah. Listen to it and you might discover the meaning.
Were we 20 to 30 again?
We're just hovering very low 20s at the moment.
Very low, because normally we're 30 to 40. Our peak years, there's been a lot of stuff in the media that we've maybe over the hill.
Yes.
In our peak years, 30 to 40, weren't we, listeners? So now we're low 20s.
The meaning of life,
what else can we offer, though, Prong One?
I don't know. Eternal life? Do people want that nowadays?
Would that sell? Would we get 20 listeners for that? I don't know. We might get a few of those billionaires, those weird billionaires. They might listen.
Yeah, they're always looking for ways to just, to extend their life. But I think that was very typical of Three Prongs. We're basically essentially saying, here's the meaning of life. Yeah. And it's one of our lowest lists. So anyway, that's me. I don't know if you've got anything for the intro, or we're going to...
Let's go straight into the tombola, where Prong One picks a topic at random from the tombola.
Number one out is weddings.
Well, I was at a friend of the show, Keris. She got married. I was at her wedding yesterday.
She's the one with the smiley baby. Is that we discussed on the last?
Yeah, she had her baby smiled for 3 hours. And actually, pre-show, we were discussing whether, because I'm visiting another friend tomorrow in Yorkshire who also has a baby. And we said, well, if that baby smiles for the time that I'm there, that could be a talent that I've got. Yeah. Maybe I could market myself as a child whisperer. But you recoiled when I said that. And said that maybe I need to put that title to a focus group, and I don't know why was that?
I don't know what connotations child whisperer brings up.
What connotations does it bring? Would you not interest you? Would you interest me? If I said to you, I'm a child whisperer. Yeah. Do you need my services? Would that?
I'd be a little bit like he's quite honest and open with what he does, but I don't know. The idea of you sort of, it brings up the image of you sort of whispering into children's ears. I don't know what saying what, but
okay.
So I don't know. Think about, have a think about it.
Okay,
don't necessarily go with your first idea.
Okay. Okay.
You might have that talent. It might be a God-given talent that you can make children just smile in your presence.
In a beatific way. But the wedding, really lovely, but very traditional. All singing, all dancing affair. Keris, of course, who's on this show, we did an interview with Keris back in the days when we did the star interviews.
Oh, yeah.
And what I will say is weddings are tiring. There's a lot going on in a wedding, isn't there?
What do you mean?
We were there for about 9 hours maybe in total. So you're there for the service.
Yeah.
You're there. There's mingling, isn't there?
Yeah.
Then the mingling is with people you know, but you've not maybe seen them for 10 years. And you probably won't see them again. So that's interesting, isn't it? You got that small talk.
Yeah.
Where someone might come up to you and go, oh, good to see you. And you all agree. Yeah. Good to see you. Oh, it's been ages. Oh, yeah, it's been ages. Oh, how's it going?
Yeah.
And what if I was to ask you, if I hadn't seen you for 10 years and I said, how's it going? What would you say?
I'd say, why have you not been listening to the broadcast?
Right, yeah, that's
it's all on there. I'll give you the link. What's your phone number? Okay, I'll send you the link. No, I think that's the thing, isn't it? You have to condense.
Yeah.
You have to condense, what's happened in those 10 years into, a sentence, which normally is, you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, things are going all right, I can't complain.
I went along that. I think I said, busy, which is a lie, actually, because even what I did say was a lie.
Yeah. You condensed those 10 years into a lie. Yeah, you know what it is, busy. I'm not busy.
I'm not sure if they want to know about insomnia and three prong attack.
Yeah.
I could have said just listen to three prong attack, as you said, and that would answer everything. But then you go from that, then you get the speeches, and look, the wedding was lovely, and people at our table were crying.
You were crying.
No, I wasn't crying.
You said people. You should say you were crying.
I wasn't crying.
Have to say people. People in our community were crying in our area.
I wasn't crying, no.
All right, okay.
I think I'm getting less emotional.
Less?
I think so, yeah. I don't think I'm feeling much these days.
Wow. Okay. That's another tombola, I think.
But So then you do the speeches, and then there was a harmony group playing in the room, in the bar, but no one could quite hear. So, you know, someone was playing a piano during a meal. Then the food, there was a waffle van and loads of food. And so there's a lot going on, lots of new people. Mm. You can't really switch off. It's exhausting. And weddings, like, it was lovely, but I don't know if I'm a wedding. Are you a wedding person, Prong One?
Not really. No. It's just sort of like, yeah, it's a bit showy offy, I feel. I think people should present themselves at the worst of times with their couple. You know, when they're really going, yeah, I'm going to invite you when we're really struggling and having arguments all the time. Yeah, and then come around and see how fun it is. Yeah. It's all very good with, you know, we wrote our own vows and all that. No, I want to see when you're arguing and hate each other and, like, you know. But yeah, no, I'm not a massive. I can tell. Because that's because you're a communications expert.
I'm one of the leading communications.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I do think it is a lot of fuss and stuff, and you're saying, like, that 9 hours. That's sort of like someone's sort of. It sounds a little bit like someone's working day. You know, yeah. You go in, you mingle, you're speaking to people. You have to, like you say, you can't switch off. That's work. For a lot of people, Prong One, what you've discovered by going to a wedding is people, if they're working an office or something.
An office? Sort of,
commute there.
All right. Every day?
Like every day. And you know when you're saying about speeches, that could be like a team meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do people do at work, say you're at work and you want a coffee, do people just go off and...
They don't
and
just
get themselves a nice flat white or, you know, a long black. Is that what people do? How does that work?
I think at best you might nip out and then bring it back in and then, you know, work at your desk.
You just get a bit bored and you just lose concentration. Can you just go out, go for a walk, take the dog out?
I don't think you can just say I'm only got a 45-minute window, guys, of concentration. I'll be off, just going to read The Guardian and have a nice coffee at the... I did see a nice place just round the corner.
Have you tried it at work? Have you tried this approach? Or?
I kind of just keep my head down rather than point out my... I just nip off because I've lost concentration. I find in work, just limit what people can pick you up on an appraisal. So, yeah, I think what you might have discovered is that you've spent a day having to be, you know, all social.
Yeah.
Small talk, concentrating.
Yeah, constant, yeah.
All that sort of stuff. A lot of people have that in their daily work.
It's a big old affair, though, isn't it?
A wedding.
You know, everyone's tense, obviously, before they do the speeches, you know. It's just a big old... affair. It's a big old thing, isn't it, getting all that together. Both impressive and slightly not scary, but you know, it's
I think it's a big thing. But I suppose that's why we don't get invited to loads. I think because it is quite a big, and you know, you have to travel and women have to wear outfits, so I think for them it costs even more than for us guys, because we just pull out our one suit.
Yeah.
And go, yeah, this'll do.
Yeah.
So it is a bit. I take it you won't be getting invited to, Rupert Murdoch's getting wed soon.
Not yet, but the Three Prong Attack is part of a media landscape, so I would expect... And we always like to keep in with Murdoch, just in case we get into Roops. Power, don't we? Roops.
Yeah.
You call him Roops. I don't.
No, you don't.
I call him Mr. Murdoch.
Yeah, you've got more respect.
Mad Murdoch sometimes for a joke, I call him. I'm expecting the invite. Have you checked the Gmail recently? Or we still locked out?
That's where I'm going wrong. I'll check after the show. I'll just check to see if Rupert rupert.murdoch@hotmail.co.uk.com his tweet, his email. Okay. Should I get the next one out? The next one is international banking.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do a thing where my dad lived in Trinidad, so I'm trying to between me and my siblings, looking at like how we can like move money around. That sounds dubious, but
no, that does sound dubious. Yes,
is it a way of like opening like basically opening a bank account in Trinidad? But not actually go to Trinidad because that's like costly, and you know that's not easy to do. But you think like with banking and you're moving money's being moved around all over the place, you think that'd be quite, you know, maybe you could do it remotely, but it's proving quite problematic, gotta be honest. I don't think you can do it. I think you have to be in the country that you want to set up a bank with, even though we're now a global.
Well, I mean, that is interesting because money, we're moving from one into a cashless society. Now, I know that'll shock some of our listeners, some of our 20 to 30 listeners.
Yes.
But what that also means, it's not, you know, some people are holding on to cash, which is good. But what that also means is you'd imagine it would be quite easy to transfer money, as you said, from Trinidad, to the UK. You think that'd be, but I guess they need things like, well, I to be honest, I think it could work, couldn't it, by you sending proof of who you are, that, you know, ID, passport, driving license, whatever, proof of address, lecky bills, and all that malarkey. I reckon you could cover who you are and that you're you are who you say you are, as could your siblings. And that would deal with it. But particular to Trinidad, I wonder? Or
I think you have to be there. I think they want to see you and do stuff in person. That's the only thing. You know, like you couldn't be in like Austria.
Yeah.
And open an account in England.
Even if you don't want to just take money out, you want to
account. Like an actual, like with a bank in Trinidad, or even the ones that are international.
So I was going to say, don't they have like an HSBC there or summer?
Yeah,
all the banks aren't available. But
I think there are a few international banks, but even then, when I try to speak or contact them, it does seem like they just got to be in the place. If any of the third prongs, this is a long shot.
Yeah.
Are banking experts. Is it possible for me, prong one, obviously might not be my real name, so I wouldn't be putting that to the banks.
Oh.
But is it possible for me, prong one, to open a account with a bank in Trinidad, an account with a bank in Trinidad, without actually setting foot in Trinidad? I'm coming to the conclusion it might not be actually possible. But if anyone does know, I'll try and check the emails if anyone. What are we? threeprongattack@gmail.com
and threeprongattack. What's our Twitter? @threeprongattack.
Yeah, @threeprongattack at Twitter. No problemo. So one of yours, prong two, housing association.
Oh, wow. Okay, we've just done international banking. All I will say on this is a friend of the show who knows the DNA of the show, actor and an all-star, Rhea.
Yes.
DNA expert of Three Prong Attack, is having problems that you will be familiar with.
Yeah.
Prong one. She moved into affordable housing, which that's great, isn't it? That's wonderful.
Yes, it sounds good.
That's brilliant.
Mm.
What are those two words would cause it? Affordable housing.
Well, yeah, sounds good.
But what could go wrong? Nothing, I shouldn't think.
Not much, I imagine.
A scheme that's been set up, affordable housing scheme. Yes. And so she owns a part of the apartment. She owns a little bit of the apartment, 25% or whatever.
Yeah.
And her service charge.
Yeah.
It's gone up by over 50%.
Yeah.
Her rent, and I don't want to give specific figures or say where she is. And rent's gone up way above inflation.
Yeah.
And part of the service charge is a consequence of the mistakes of the housing association first set up, which only got admitted to when Rhea, along with the other tenants, pushed back and went, we're not really, we don't believe this is fair. in a cost of living crisis, but beyond that, in any time,
yeah.
Because when we all of us bought this place, it was that word, those beautiful words, affordable housing. Yes. So we got our mortgages based on things being inflation set, and you've just out the blue, initially with no rationale, no reasoning, I've increased it, and it's only by pressing and pressing and pressing. At first, you get generalized. Oh, it's gone up for this reason, you know, gardening.
Yeah, you do.
And then you go in, well, who are you using for gardening? Why has it gone up? Are there not better options? And they've pressed and pressed and pressed. They're getting there somewhere. The MP, again, I don't want to say the area, but the local MP has been really helpful and says,
okay,
yeah,
that's good.
You know, he's trying. But you have a government that's not, that's known about this, I'm sure, because I know you've had issues with the, you know, but it's this terrible, another terrible situation. In and I like to call it broken Britain. It's just something I've come up with now.
It's a good idea. It's good. I think you've done well to
I've copyrighted it. So
that's good.
Trademarked it, copyrighted it, done all of that. And broken Britain. It's just another issue. Affordable housing. Those that can least afford to deal with these issues.
Yeah.
Least afford, encouraged to get into the housing market and are then left at the mercy of predator housing associations.
I do think a lot of the I sort of see a lot of service charges have been quite big over the last week or so. I've seen a lot of articles and people talking, and it's not, I don't mean just over the last week. There's been a few things I've seen on it on the BBC, and the Observer did something the other day, which I think was quite similar to my position. What one of the things you said was, it was a mistake that they made. It was they're paying for an error that the housing association. So I don't know if it's something in like, was it something that was how it was built or?
Yeah, in the initial, they got their calculations wrong in the initial.
Right.
Tender or the initial phase of it, the building of it, they got the
I've got
a generalized sense of it, but it's their mistake beginning.
So it's one of those things I say, you know, it's like, and I feel that this is the problem with a lot of the things, is that the tenant, the leaseholder, it's always the one liable to pay. Now 50 something going up when everything else is going up like that by 50%, it's just too much. We haven't got As people, we haven't got that much disposable income.
Yeah.
So when it goes up like that, and what I find with the housing association is they just send the bill. So we get it. Probably the same with RIA. We get sent a new one every March.
Yeah.
And they never really warn us like how much is going to go up by. It's just like here it is, and by April, start of April, this is what you'll be paying. And when you ask them what, you know, like you say, it's good that they're getting a bit of dialogue. But often, like with our housing association, there's also like, so they've only got like they've got some properties in the building. They just defer everything to the management agent. Well, that's what we've been told. There's no scrutiny of the charges.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that is one of the biggest things with like in a building, the service charges, because you're not really in charge of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, also when you're in a part share, it's like you've got 25% share, but it only applies really in terms of sale. Everything else, when it's like stuff like this, it's 100% on you.
Yeah.
So the housing association, it's win-win. When it comes to selling it, they'll be the 75%.
That's shocking.
This is what we've got. But whilst things need getting repaired, they're like, well, you know, look at your lease, look at what you agreed to. And it's like, I don't know, there's something rotten at the heart of a lot of this. And I kind of feel like a lot of the time you do feel a bit like, along with those people in the building that are sort of working towards helping or trying to help, it's very like isolated to like your particular experience, I feel. So I don't know, I hope they can get a bit of movement on this. Should we do the last one?
Let's do one more.
Left-handedness.
Okay, I'll just finish on this one. I know all the third prongs will be pleased to know that I've extended once more my left-handedness from toothbrushing, which I continue to do often on one leg. I have now I'm now beginning an odyssey of eating my breakfast left-handed.
So you've now moved to cereals.
I've now moved to cereal. I want to see how that, because what I was told the other day, someone I met said the right side of your brain operates the left-hand side of your body, and the left-hand side of your brain operates the right-hand side.
Right.
That's further evidence that by brushing my teeth and if I then incorporate eating breakfast,
yeah,
I think some pretty amazing things are going to happen for me.
Yeah, it sounds like you're sort of equalizing out your brain, you know, the right-hand side that is
gone.
Usually not utilized. Do you know what each side of the brain covers, if you know what I mean? Is one creativity and is one like logical, or
I believe that is the case, but I can't tell you which one at this
point. Okay.
I've not done that research, to be honest. I should have done the research before I raised it as Tom Bowler.
I wouldn't have expected you to do any research to anything we say on these broadcasts. It's not what we do. It's not our USP, is it? I heard Nick Ferrari say on a clip. I don't listen to his whole show or anything.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Nick Ferrari in the mornings going to work, and I honestly think he it was to the detriment of my mental health.
Yeah.
But that's another story. Yeah. But I did hear him say. He was talking about a story like he was headlining, and he goes, "I even got in early today to look at some of the."
Yes. I even got in early today to do extra research. Yeah, that's what he said, didn't he?
You're saying this out loud, mate. You know, we all know you just get in just before. I strike him and Alan Brazil on Talk Sport. Oh. I reckon Alan Brazil just gets in as the music is like playing.
Oh, and
he has to speak. I don't get the sense that I don't know how can I put it. They're overly. I don't want to say they're not dedicated, but I think they've been in it so long. I think they just think I can do it by the seat of my pants. Yeah. But all I was going to say is, do you think if you're doing all this stuff left-handed, it seems like you're starting to do a lot of things, more and more things left-handed.
Yeah.
Do you think in some point in the future, you'll end up being left-handed?
That's interesting. Interesting. I'd like to be ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous. I think, yeah.
That's what I'd like. I'd like this left hand to have more use.
More responsibility.
I think I'm wasting a lot of potential. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A lot of potential. I'm hitting a big number, coming up to a big number soon. I've achieved so much.
Yes.
Communications expert, the face of dentistry and illness, certainly in the early 2000s, serious illness.
I've achieved so much. In our pre-meeting, I think one of the things you said is we're still here. Was one of the top achievements.
I've got to say, we're still here. Yeah, no, that is an achievement.
We're now saying that's an achievement. If any of the third prongs want to tell us what our achievements are, because you know they'll have followed the journey.
They will have done, yeah.
You know, we're more than happy to hear what other people think our achievements are.
And they can contact us at Three Prong Attack on Twitter. That's probably the best way. Or on
X, as I think it's now called.
Oh, X and threeprongattack@gmail.com. We are the Three Prong Attack. We have been the Three Prong Attack. We continue to be the Three Prong Attack. And we recorded this in your past, but you'll be listening to it in your future now, but actually in your present when you're actually listening to it. And that's the weird thing. That's the weird thing about time. It's the weird thing about this. That's why it's... Just keeping on is actually quite an achievement. And you'll be going about your day. You'll have a smile on your face, but you might also have a little growl on your face when you think about Housing Association. And then you'll think about Housing Association a little bit more, and you'll go back further into the past to the decision of the fated Margaret Thatcher to sell off council housing. Mm. And we'll look at the actual effects of that. And there are so many lovers of her out there, of her work. And people might want to think about some of the consequences of her work from the past that we're now examining in the future. So you might have a little growl on your face, but there'll be other elements, left-handedness, weddings. Do you enjoy weddings? And you'll have a little smile on your face then. You'll be back on a smile. You'll go about your day, this work that I heard about. I don't know what that's about. You might be doing a daily work or something. I'm still not sure what that is. Hmm. You'll get home. You have your dinner, you'll be with your partner, your mister, your missus, you'll just be on your own, you'll be in bed, you'll have a fine whiskey and a big cigar, and you know, you'll think to yourself, three-pronged attack, it's better than you think.